Jerky, you're listening to PLA Radio!
Here is a trivia question. What does flushing a toilet accomplish? A. Makes your poop and pee go down the drain. B. Clears the drain pipes of debris. C. Increases your water bill. Or D. Resets your store's alarm system. Stay tuned to find out. Hey everyone, this is Brad Carter, and you're listening to PLA Radio, Episode 8. We're going to cover a few things today. I'm going to go into a lengthy response on an email that I received. We'll listen to a few voicemails, a couple promos, but before all that, there's this.
Thank you for calling PLA. Please make your selection from the following menu. To speak with Brad Carter, press 1. To speak with Zach L. Jeff, press 2. To speak with Chris Tomkinson, press 3. To speak with Dino Alsman, press 4. To speak with Curtis Lee Jones, press 5. To speak with Kalimar Rasputin, press 6. To speak with Mildred Monday, press 7. To speak with Rob T. Firefly, press 8. To speak with Murdoch Nichols, press 9. To speak with an operator, press 0. Please make your selection now.
That recording was done by a professional voice artist looking for my business. I was on the internet and somehow or another I ended up on this website for professional voice artists. And I noticed that it was really easy to submit jobs for these people. And when you submit a job, you end up with about 100 or so replies. And most of them actually submit demos based on whatever script you give to them. So that voicemail you heard, I got something like 150 people saying the exact same thing to me. So that was pretty cool. And if you don't recognize those names that were in the voicemail prompts, then you're not really a PLA fan. It was pretty funny to me, though. And I also submitted another script where I got them to say cactus a lot. And that script went something like this.
Thank you for calling Cactus Enterprises. Please make your choice from the following options.
I also received about 150 different versions of that message where they say Cactus Enterprises. The only problem with all this is that I don't really have any use for all these voices saying cactus and PLA and Mildred Monday and all that. Until now, this is a little mix I put together, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Cactus, cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus, PLA.
Cactus,
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 PLA Incorporated.
Cactus,
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 PLA Incorporated.
Cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
PLA Inc.
Cactus,
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 PLA Incorporated.
I spent a little over an hour putting that together, so if you didn't like it, you can fuck off. So last week I got this email from a listener named Z09, and the email says, RBCP, I was just wondering what your success rate on social engineering Blockbuster was. I mean, how often do they actually give you the information? After listening to episode 2, I've been social engineering Blockbuster a lot, and in my area, which is Orange County, California, most employees won't give the information out over the phone. I would say only 1 out of every 15 will actually give it. I can usually call up saying that I'm an employee from a different store and that my computer is down and get the information that way, but that's always a hassle. I'm thinking you just live in a small hick town where no crimes go on, so it's easier there. Or it could be that after you released the episode, more people started calling up Blockbuster. Or maybe Blockbuster sent out a memo telling employees not to give out information. I was just wondering if you've had this problem also. Thank you, Z09. So in response to this email, I loaded up my CD-ROM phone books, and I did a search in Orange County, California for every single Blockbuster video, and I printed them all up. There were 64 total listings in Orange County for Blockbuster videos. 4 of those listings were disconnected, and 60 were working numbers. I called up every single one of them. Out of all of those 60, I had 51 successes, and 9 failures. But on my failures, I called up a day later on a different shift, and I turned most of those into successes. So even though I'm in a small hick town with no crime, which is sort of the truth, it still seems to work in Orange County just fine. This episode of PLA Radio is going to reintroduce everyone to social engineering, this time only to Blockbuster videos, and only Blockbuster videos in Orange County. So my guess is that Z09 is not doing something right. So this episode of PLA Radio is for all you Z09s out there. This is going to show you how to do it. and show you how incredibly easy it is, and you'll see that it's really simple to call up a Blockbuster and get pretty much any information you want. So let's get started. On this first one, I'm just going to call in and pretend to be a customer looking for information on my account. Since I don't know anyone in Orange County, I just picked a last name at random. So let's listen to that one.
Blockbuster Laguna Hills.
Hello, is it possible I could find out if I have any late fees due?
Oh, give me 1 second really quick.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Draper.
You said Draper?
Yeah.
And first name?
John.
Ooh, what's your address?
25741 Lone Acres Lane.
No, we don't even have you.
Oh.
All we have is Kevin and Renee.
Oh, Kevin's my father. He should be at the same address, though. Because we all share an account.
It's a Granbrier.
257 Granbrier?
Oh, it was 11 Granbrier.
In Laguna Hills?
Aliso Viejo, it says.
Oh, and you're the one on El Toro Road, right?
Yeah, right next to Home Depot.
Oh. Well, do we have any late fees on there?
No, there's no movie checked out, and everything's checked in. Counts at zero, everything's checked in.
Oh, because we got in a call. We got a message today.
It was on the 4th, yeah. It was a Big Daddy. We actually checked it in.
Oh, we had Big Daddy checked out?
Yeah, well, they turned it in. We found it on the shelf.
Well, do you have our phone number in there as 949-643 number?
No, it's a 360-75...
949-360... Okay, well,
Alrighty. All right. Yeah, everything's checked in. It counts to zero, so you're good to go.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, and oh my god, hacks.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
And as usual, it was incredibly easy to do that. I did that to a couple dozen more Blockbuster videos, and I pretty much was successful every time. Of my 9 failures that I had, most of them were me pretending to be the customer. And all I had to do to overcome that was to call in later on a different shift when a different employee was working and try the same thing or something different. Probably the easiest way to get customer info, other than pretending to be the customer, is pretending to be from a different store. So the way Blockbuster works is all of their computers across the country are linked together. So you can take your Blockbuster card from Orange County and use it in New York or Florida or wherever you go in the entire country. But they can only look up your account if you've shopped at that Blockbuster. And after you shop at a Blockbuster, you disappear from their computers after 90 days. So you can't just call up any Blockbuster in Orange County and get anyone's account info from any other Blockbuster in Orange County. They have to actually be a customer at that Blockbuster within the last 90 days. And because of that, it's really simple to call up a Blockbuster and say you're from another Blockbuster and you've got a customer of theirs in your store and you're trying to run their card and it doesn't seem to be working. So you ask them to pull up their account. And they'll do it by the person's name easily. So listen to this call and you'll understand how to impersonate a Blockbuster employee.
Thanks for calling Blockbuster Video. This is Matt. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Michael from Blockbuster 06270. I'm in Tustin.
Okay.
And I was wanting to know if you could check your computer for a person's account. I think they have an account at that store.
Sure.
Their last name's Parker.
And what was the first name?
Jennifer.
There it is.
Do they have late fees on there then?
They do, actually. They've gone to collections, and it's for $8.32 from 217 days ago.
$8.32?
$18.32.
Oh, okay. Is the address on that account, is it North Rose Drive?
It's actually 6145 Green Bray, Breyer.
Oh.
Breyer.
I wonder if you have the right account. Let me ask you one more question. Did the phone number happen to be 714-259?
No, it's a 951 number.
Oh, what number is that?
It's 951-343-07.
Huh.
And it says it's a home number.
Yeah, they must. I must have the wrong account.
Yeah, anything's possible, I guess.
Okay, well, I guess that's all I need. Thanks for checking that out for me.
No problem.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
You might have noticed in that one that I gave my store number from the store that I was claiming to work at. And that's not completely necessary. Usually you can just tell them what store you're at, you know, what city or whatever. But if you want to give the store number, that makes it sound a little more realistic, I guess. Here's the call I made to get the store number.
Blockbuster Video. Hello, this is David from the corporate office in San Diego.
Okay.
And is this store number 5549?
No, this is 6200.
6100 what?
06270.
06270.
Yes, sir.
I have everything I need now.
Doing an evil laugh at the conclusion of your call is completely optional, but not recommended because then they know they've been had. Let's take a quick break from all this Blockbuster stuff and check my voicemail messages.
This is the general delivery mailbox. You have new messages.
I gotta go potty! I really gotta go potty! It's showing at 9:45 p.m. It's gonna keep raping me! I love to be raped and family! Popcorn, please!
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press 2. Message erased.
Hi, this is Brad from the RIAA, and we're just, checking up on some claims made about your IP, soliciting some illegal audio online, okay? And, we just want to hear back from you. If you could, give me a call, 912-920-GEEK. This is Tweets by Geeks, PLA Radio out, baby.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, message erase.
The joke's on you, Brad, because, guess what? After you sent me this message, I reset my modem and I have a different IP address now. I bet you feel like a moron now, don't you?
Hey, just wanted to let you know. I'm sitting in my room in the dark, appreciating your handiwork. I discovered you through those Walmart phone calls. I'm not sure if that was you exactly, but you were linked to that website, which was beautiful. I want to touch you in places I never touched you in before. So please, give me a call back on this number. And, later.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press 2. Message erased.
Rain in the rain, go away. Come again on another day. And Johnny wants to play.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message erased.
That message actually was left on the PLA radio voicemail, along with several other apparently completely unsupervised phone calls from that same little kid. I can only assume that that kid is a fan of the show.
Oh my god, RBCT, this is Murdoch, and I just want to say that your podcast fucking sucks. Whatever happened to the days when you would just sit at Portland Airport and upload fucking stupid PLA e-zines up to your BBS? That was when you were really hardcore, man, when you were harassing Chris Tomkinson and Big Larry and all those other people like Dino and all that shit. You're not hardcore enough for me, man. I turn 14 tomorrow, and I'm just going to say that I'm going to go rage against the PLA machine, so fuck you, Brad Carter, you piece of shit. I hate you. You were never anything to me. I can't believe I wasted all my time last night reading your stupid webpage, so fuck you. Fuck you.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press message erased.
Hey, Brad. Now that you got your teeth into Fat Patrick's neck, rip his jugular out, Dad. You're right, babe. Talk to you later.
Message erased. This is the last message.
There's actually some fairly amusing stuff about Patrick on phonelosers.org and in the forums on phonelosers.org/forums. Go check it out. So after calling dozens of these Blockbusters all over Orange County, I got kind of bored asking the same old questions. So I decided to see if I could trick them out of any other kind of information. And I discovered that you can not only trick them out of pretty much any kind of customer information, you can trick them out of anything, no matter how ridiculous. Let's listen to a few clips.
Blockbuster Radio, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Michael from the corporate office in San Diego.
Okay.
And were you having problems with your computer system there? We showed that you were down.
Not that I'm aware of. Let me ask the MOD to see if he knows anything about it.
Okay.
One moment. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I was talking to somebody else. I'm with the corporate office. This is Michael.
Uh-huh.
And I showed you had you were having computer problems there. We were showing you were down on the link here.
Everything looks fine unless, all the computers, there's one that doesn't work, but I don't know if she called about that.
Oh. Well, do you use the login then, the RBCP login?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the name, the login that you use?
You know what? I'm not even sure. I have no clue.
Oh, do you know what password you use?
Yeah, to get on the computer.
Uh-huh.
It's, I think it's BBV for the login, and then it's BBV in the store, or the store code, and then the BBV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, well, I show on here they use a login of RBCP, and then it shows the password is, oh my goodness, the password on this says, praise Allah, you will all die soon. That's bizarre. You guys use that there?
No.
I wonder why that's in here.
I have no clue.
You don't have any terrorists working there, do you?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Huh. I've never seen anything like that. Okay, well, as long as you're all running everything.
Yeah, everything's running fine.
Okay. Well, have a good night.
You too.
Goodbye.
I repeated that call to several other stores in Orange County, and all of them gave me their login and passwords. I don't know if those logins and passwords are not that important, since they're just the logins that you use to log into your register, or whatever, but they were all more than willing to share their logins and passwords with me. This next call is going to shock you. The information that I get is simply, it's insane. You just have to listen. This is crazy.
This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm an authoritative voice on the phone, and I'd like to know what time it is.
You what?
I need to know what time it is.
You need to know what time it is right now?
Yeah, do you know what time it is?
It's 10:01.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I hacked you out of that information. And it was it was so easy.
Okay.
I mean, you just totally told me what time it was.
Because it's 10:01. Am I supposed to not tell you?
That's classified information.
Okay. Can I help you with anything else?
And you just did it because I sounded so authoritative.
Is this someone I know?
No. I'm just some wacky computer hacker that called and got information out of you. I found out what time it is.
Wow, you're talented.
I know. I bet you couldn't do that.
Probably not.
Okay,
have a nice night.
Here's what we're going to do. Wait.
Now, if you think that's scary, take a listen to this call.
Office Video, my name's Baron Ever. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office in San Diego.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, we were trying to find out what color is your carpet in there, where we're going to send in some new carpet.
Blue.
It's blue. Does it have the Blockbuster logo on it?
No.
It's just plain blue.
Plain blue. Well, it's got like a, it's got like a little type of, I don't really know how to say it. I guess kind of like a pattern that goes through the whole thing.
I see.
But it's blue.
Would you say it's royal blue or like turquoise or teal or?
It is none of those. It's more of a darker blue.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like ocean blue.
I see.
Like darker ocean.
Okay. I guess that's all we needed to know. Actually, I'm from Hollywood Video, and I'm just hacking you, and I got your carpet color, and you're just screwed now. I got your carpet color. What are you going to do about it?
Okay.
I just totally tricked you out of your carpet color.
Yeah.
I bet you feel silly now, don't you?
I only hope the terrorists aren't listening to this show. God help us all. I'm just going to play a quick clip from this next call, where I get an employee to tell me the next time that he works. Not really big, impressive information, but, you know, that could be useful, I suppose.
Your name's Andy?
Yeah.
Is your last name Larson?
Nope.
Which Andy would this be?
Madrigal.
Okay. Are you a manager there, then?
No, actually, I'm the CSR.
Okay. And are you working tomorrow as well?
Yes, I am.
Night shift?
Opening.
Till 4 p.m. or 5 p.m.?
I think around 4, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking because we might have to call back in and follow up on this.
Let's take a quick break here, and I'm going to play some promos that I made for PLA Radio. And the only reason I'm playing these is so you'll see how great they are, and you'll put them on your own show. So here's the first promo.
Hello?
Hello, Woodrow.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Brad Carter. I wanted to tell you about my podcast.
About your what?
It's called the Phone Losers of America Radio.
Oh, I wouldn't be interested in hearing about it.
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. We do a show on the internet every week. And by every week, I mean whenever the hell we feel like it. Do you have iTunes?
No, I don't have no internet.
Well, we do a show every week, and we entertain our listeners with tutorials and prank phone calls, and songs and skits and social engineering and parody commercials.
Well, I don't even have a computer of no kind.
Can you go to the public library and go to www.phonelosers.org?
No, I wouldn't be interested.
You can get on iTunes and subscribe to the Phone Losers of America radio.
No, just forget about it.
PLA Radio. It's not for everyone. www.phonelosers.org. And here's the second promo. Are you looking for something new in a podcast?
What's up, jerky?
PLA Radio is here to stimulate you with loving programs for our special listeners.
Have you ever heard of Phone Losers of America?
We'll educate you with social engineering tips developed by top computer hackers.
Listen, just give me the password, or I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill everyone in your family.
We'll entertain you with prank phone calls made to funny old people.
Roy, yeah, can you hear me?
No.
How many fingers am I holding up?
PLA Radio will make you feel happy and give you a different outlook on life.
Now we're taking it just too far.
Subscribe to PLA Radio by going to phonelosers.org/radio.
Well, I think that makes you gay.
And remember, we care about you. You can download both of these promos at phonelosers.org/radio/promos. And I beg you to put them on your own podcast shows. In fact, I've already social engineered two other shows into putting my promo on their shows. So I'm going to be nice and play their promos. Here they are.
Lazy Radio. It's fun for the whole family.
If your family's over 21.
www.lazyradio.net.
What is the Twisted Pickle Show?
She was carrying on and on about how out of control her bush was, and how the neighbors are probably pissed about how bushy it is. And
am I the only one who has a problem with a game that's based on the bowel movements of a chicken?
But yeah, this is my life lately, folks. I went from being a somewhat cool dude into worrying about what the baby is going to shit on next. And yesterday, it was my beer cooler. And about 7:30 in the morning, it felt as though Andre the Giant had anally fisted me with his monster paw and had to make a little quick exit. So that's the Twisted Pickle Show. Weird stories about my life and the things that happened to me. Stop by, give me a listen, check me out on the web at thetwistedpickle.com.
Make sure you listen to both of those shows, especially Corby's, because he rules.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Blockbuster Irvine. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And were you having problems with your alarm there? We just got an alarm here that you were having problems.
With an alarm?
Yeah.
No. We haven't touched it or anything. And it just says not ready to arm right now, because, I mean, doors are open and people are walking around.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Would we have heard anything, or?
I don't know how you have it set up there. It shows it's the bathroom alarm, though.
The bathroom?
Yeah,
that's
sensor.
Weird. Can you hold on 1 second? I'll go check.
Okay. You have to flush the toilet, but it actually checks the toilet.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah. That'll make the alarm go off.
Are you, really?
Yeah, I'm serious. If you do that, then I'll see if the sensor turns off here.
That's really weird. Okay, hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, we did that. Is it all right?
You did flush the toilet?
Uh-huh, both of them.
Yeah, it just turned green. Okay. Yeah, that
works. Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, if you have any more problems, just give us a call.
All right, bye.
Thanks, goodbye.
And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of PLA Radio. I hope everyone's found this very educational, and I hope this has answered all of Zeodyne's questions about social engineering blockbusters in Orange County, California. If you'd like to send us an email, you can mail us at radio@phonelosers.org, or you can call our voicemail line at 206-309-RBCP. Don't forget to visit our website at www.phonelosers.org. There's tons of material on that site. There's forums, pictures of the PLA Radio studio, video pranks, webcam pranks, all kinds of stuff. So visit our site, enjoy it, and remember, Blockbuster employees work for you.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens, lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes, ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me, diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way, straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California,
Frisco, yeah. Frisco, and you know LA up in there.